This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Welcome, everyone. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Welcome to the Health Ranger Report, a special edition today with author, researcher, pioneer, even a philosopher, Dr. Emoto. He's famous for his book about messages from water. He's involved in many other interesting projects. We'll talk to him about that today through his translator, Fukiko, who joins us with Dr. Emoto by Skype video from Japan, of course. And we want to thank him for joining us by Skype. Welcome to the show today, Dr. Emoto.
Welcome, everyone, to the show.
Your work, Dr. Emoto, has had a profound impact on the understanding of let's say, consciousness and matter in the world.
I'm aware of that. This kind of research hasn't been seen in the past, and I think I'm very overwhelmed by all the positive response of my research, and I think it will keep growing and will change even more impact to the world.
Many people believe that the challenges facing humanity today will require a shift in consciousness, a shift in understanding. Do you, Dr. Emoto, believe that that shift is already underway?
そうですね。まさに陶芸に差し掛かっていると言いましょうね。サンと症状ですね。だから、これからどっちに行くのか。今とても重要な時期だと思います。
Yes, I think we are at the very, very critical turning point. So depending on our shift and our understanding, the future of this world has a big difference.
Yes, it seems like we can choose from two different paths. One path seems to lead to our own destruction, the other perhaps to our salvation or rejuvenation, rebirth, let's say, as a species.
I completely agree with you.
Many people who have followed your research, they mistakenly thought that it was only about water. But can you speak to the larger implications of the interaction between consciousness and information and matter?
まず基本的に水というものが情報、バイブレーションというものを保持し、そして伝えていく、唯一の物質であると。すべてのですから情報交換というのは水を通じて行われていると私は信じていますので、ですから、
First of all, I believe that the water is the only matter that can hold information in it or transfer or transmit information. And?
まあ、機密なその情報を伝えることが必要であればあるほど、その水の部分は増してくるわけですね。例えば、体の中の脳の部分は 93% の水分でなければならないが、それだけいろいろな情報が頭にいつもこう、水を通じて、見ていくわけです。
As we are all aware that more than 70% of our physical body consists of water, the more water we have in our body, the more and find information we can carry. And for example, in our brain, we should have more than 93% of water to have our brain work properly.
まあ、日本でもアメリカでもアルツハイマーの問題やら、ね、深刻な問題となってますけども、まあ、医学的にはそれがなぜ起きるのかあまり分かっていないようですが、やはり、脳の中の 93% アルミキシーズンが、年とともにどんどんとそのパーセンテージが減っていくことによって、その記憶障害というのは出てくる。その水の記憶をしていくというので、それが減っていくと記憶をしていくという、非常にシンプルなことだと私は思うんですね。
So imagine if we lack water in our brain, what would happen? You see, many people nowadays in Japan or in the US, all over the world, people are suffering dementia or Alzheimer, that kind of condition because of lack of water in their brain. That's what I believe. So the less water we contain in our body, the less capacity or memory capacity we have. So if people are having difficult time figuring out how to cure this disease, but if they are more aware about water and they could try to increase the percentage of water in our body, I think it's much easier to improve the condition.
Then perhaps this is a basic question, but what are the implications for this of the water content of the food we eat? For example, are we able to absorb and assimilate the memories and experiences of water in the food?
そうですね。例えば、ブドウはブドウなりの周波数、情報を持っています。それは私たちの体の中のどこかの部分の周波数を活性化させるわけですね。非常にいろんな食べ物があって、それがなぜ必要かといえば、体の中の細胞に対して動脈血を起こさせるため、活性化させるためにこれは食というものが必要なわけですが、それは必ず水分とともに体の中に入って体の水分まで出たりされる。ですから水がない、食べ物なんて影響されるために
Very good point. All the food contains water in it and also its water has a special unique quality. For example, let's say grape. Grape has its own frequency and information in it. And that would resonate with a specific part of our body or part or organ in our body.
Yes.
And through water in grape, we could absorb that information and frequency in our body so that we could resonate with a grape and then we could activate our cells in our body.
I have
yes,
a question.
Water is necessary. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you for that answer. I have a question on the analytical side. Has there been any research done, or does Dr. Emoto intend to study, for example, what is required to overwrite an imprint in the water? For example, if water comes from a polluted negative source, how much intention or consciousness or treatment is required to override that with a message of love and peace, for example?
その上書きをするということは、可能なことですね。で、まあね、なんかネガティブな情報を是正するものとしては、やはり愛、感謝する、
で、そこまでできます。Yes, it's very possible to overwrite any negative information in water. And in order to do that, I think the emotion of love and gratitude, they have to be combined together. Love and gratitude has the strongest power to overwrite negativity. And
この愛と感謝というような情報が、思いが、私は免疫力というものを基本だとなっていると思っています。
And at the same time, I believe any immunity we have is based on the energy of love and gratitude.
どうしてその愛と感謝がどういうのか。愛というのは、まあ、ポジティブな態度の与えるものエネルギー。感謝は、ネガティブ態度のをいただく方のエネルギー。そういう感じに、二極のエネルギーのそれぞれの代表が愛と感謝であり、これがしっかりさえしていれば、この地球もこの人間も全くの魅力になることはない。というのを。
You know, and we live in this world of polarity. We always have a positive, negative, or active, passive. These two are polarity. And of course, love and gratitude, they are both positive. But love is more like an active giving energy. And gratitude is more passive and receiving energy. We need to have these two qualities, love and gratitude.
Very good point. Let me take a few moments to recommend the websites and the books from Dr. Emoto. One of the first websites you'll want to check out, folks, is the Emoto Peace Project at emotoproject.com. There's also a mobile application for iPhones. It's called Myhado, and it's M-Y-H-A-D-O. Myhado.com is where you can find that application. In addition, some of the books out there by Dr. Emoto, you're probably already familiar with several of them, are The Message from Water, The True Power of Water, and the newest book, Messages from Water and the Universe. And there is Dr. Emoto holding up some of those books. The third one, there we go, is published by Hay House, a well-known publisher in these realms. There we go, Messages from Water and the Universe from Hay House. So be sure to check out those books available everywhere, including Amazon.com and other locations. My next question, Dr. Emoto, and thank you again for taking the time here. It seems that water is, even in scientific circles, water is such an incredible mystery. It has so many even physical properties that scientists don't necessarily understand. For example, it gets larger when it freezes instead of contracting. Its molecules are always connecting and disconnecting their covalent bonds, for example. Do you believe that the mystery of water is even deeper than what we can tap into as with human intellect?
はい。もう、今、そうですね。水のことで、100あるとするならば、3% ぐらいしか分かってないんじゃないかと思う。
Yes. Very good point. Again, I believe, you know, let's say like, you know, water has this 100 quality, or like, you know, if it's 100% of the knowledge it holds, we human beings only are aware to see 3% of it at this moment.
でこれはまあ偶然にも我々の DNA の適任性が3%と同じで、
And at the same time, we have human DNA in our body, but scientists, specialists say that out of 100% of our DNA, we have only been activated 3% of it.
Yes.
And so again, it's 3%. So, in other words, like 90% of our DNA hasn't been hasn't been, yeah, sorry, 97% of our DNA hasn't been activated. That means we are 97% ignorant being.
Yes. Speaking of that.
Yeah.
これは、
yeah, sorry.
ちょっと悲しい話には感じると思うけれども、でも実は非常に希望にあふれる話だと思うんですね。まだ 97% の可能性が我々は持っているということです。
You know, when you hear that, maybe like we、tend to feel disappointed and we are so sad we are only able to have 3% of our,you know, our whole power, but at the same time, we could have this tremendous hope because, you know, we just, you know, 97% of us has yet to be discovered.
Yes.
So we have a great hope in future.
Absolutely.
Imagine what happens, you know, if we are able to activate 100% of our DNA.
The question is, why is that?自分のことがまだまだ分からない人々には知られて知らされてないんだろうかということですね。
So, and I sometimes wonder, you know, why we still have such a great mystery about water. Why we don't know that much of water?
今、支配している、ずっと、まあ、この地球を支配してきた人々にとって、水の、この本当の姿を人々に伝えることは、人々が本当に賢くなるということなんですね。で、それは結果的に言うと、彼らにとっては都合の悪いことであって、人々は常に無知の方が、彼らにとっては都合が良いということから、もう何千年にもわたって、この問題は、まあ、タブーになった。そういうふうに思って。
So actually, I believe people who are in power, you know, or authorities, they know water has water is the key for our evolution. And if we know more about water, we gain more knowledge about water. We know how to activate our DNA more, and then we could be much more wise and smart. And if that happens, we this mass of our humanity is not ignorant anymore, not easy to control. Mm-hmm. So for people in power. Have been suppressed all these critical knowledge and truth about water.
Yes,
so I think that's another reason, you know, why we don't know.
I completely agree. It seems like in many ways the conventional systems of knowledge institutions have worked very hard to separate us from gaining more knowledge, advancing in awareness, exploring areas that. Are not considered part of the status quo, almost as if there is an effort to make sure we don't discover those things that would set us free. Does Dr. Emoto agree with that assessment?
まあ、そうではないですか？
それはおっしゃる通りだと思うんですね。彼らにとって儲かることは別ですけどね。彼らにとって、まあ、ちょっと思えないことは全部自分たちの行為の中で結構使う。
Yes, I agree with you. It's such a regretful thing, but they just want to hold critical information and knowledge only within their community so that they can control the world and they could keep gaining their profit.
Well, thanks to the work of people like Dr. Emoto, the greater understanding is coming out, no matter what.
まあ、で、この H とおっしゃった、ケンちゃん、ケンでとおっしゃった、僕はちともケンじゃなくて、ケンのおじさんであって、で、ただ、私たちお水に親しんで、お水みたいなで、ちょっと、それだけの男です。
I appreciate your kind words, but I'm not special in any way, and I'm just a normal human being, a man just next door, and all I did was just to be friendly with water.
Well, we have a saying in America that is, in a time of great deception, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
It take some courage, I suppose, and because of that, I've been having some challenges as well, and sometimes I just joke about my life. I say like my wife is like walking on the wall of a jail.
Interesting. I have a scientific question as well. One of the most profound discoveries in conventional science recently, getting back to your DNA comment, is that inheritance is more than just genetic code. There are these epigenetic factors called transgenerational epigenetic inheritance factors, which indicate that some inheritance is beyond DNA. There's information, just like in water.
I'm not a scientist, but it's very interesting, you know, as you mentioned, there's something epigenetic, and now I feel that this something epigenetic, in order to activate this something epigenetic, I think using a power of water, by using the power of water, we could activate it, this power more, and then people who are able to activate this mystery epigenetic quality, they have more insight and more inspiration, a stronger inspiration, and more understanding, much deeper understanding of the reality, I believe.
Well, imagine what we're really capable of if so far we've only activated 3% of our genetic code. We have the other 97%, but then above that we have an entire layer of information that is epigenetic, and then we have the water factor involved in all of that. It seems like we've only barely begun to tap into our potential of understanding.
We have a great hope, and I believe that water is interdimensional. Even though our physical body can only live in this 3D world, you know, we have 4D, 5D, 6D, 7D, 10D. And in order to go beyond dimensions in our living physical body, I think we need to use or borrow the power of water by using the power of water. I think we human beings can also be interdimensional and travel between dimensions.
Wow, that's fascinating. We could do a whole another interview on that, but I want to be respectful of your time. I have one last question for you. Then from that, do you believe that water itself has consciousness, and that is what allows it to contain memories and information?
Well, I believe that water is a messenger of the God or divine. So when we are able to receive this message properly, we could become divine and God-like. That's what I believe.
Well, that's a very powerful message for our time, and I want to thank you, Fukiko, for your assistance, and also Dr. Emoto for taking the time today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dr. Emoto would like to add just one...
Please, go ahead.
This kind of study or knowledge can be called, I think it's a study of hado. Hado means subtle vibration. And so I do hold a workshop and school called Hado School or Hado Instructor School around the world. And the most the closest one which will be held is the one in Scotland. We have a Hado instructor school from September 18th through 20th. And on December 15th through 18th, we will be having another school in Melida on Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. As you might know, some people talk about Mayan calendar, and it ends on December 21st of this year, 2012. There will be a big world summit or congress in Mexico or in the city of Merida from December 19th through 23rd. It's called Spiritual Summit. A spiritual planetary summit. So it's a commercial, but I am invited to speak at this summit as a keynote speaker.
How can people find out about attending that event? Where is there a website?
It's on our website. It's on Masaru Emoto's website.
Oh, okay. Let me give that out. That is the masaru-emoto.net, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we'll put that on the screen.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
In Japan, it's already summer solstice. Oh.
Solstice, yes.
Solstice, yeah. And about 6 months from now, in Mexico, on the day of winter solstice, we'll have this event on Mayan calendar and world peace.
Mayan のことについていろいろと不安に思っていらっしゃる人もいると思いますが、まあ、全然そんなことは心配ない。そんなことを当日皆さんが、もういろいろ素晴らしいシャーマンの方や政治の人たちがお話をしているんですが、お時間がかかるときに皆さん、三方の先生に挑戦します
。Yeah, so I'm aware that many people are kind of concerned or worried about 2012 because, you know, people have like negative image that, you know, the world will end on that day or something. But we have a very hopeful future and you know, many shamans and people with knowledge will explain about this on that day. So if you are interested, please come to Yucatan Peninsula and join us.
Well, the message I'm hearing from people here in the U.S. is mostly that they understand it is not the end of the world. It is simply an awakening, perhaps a new chapter. New era, and that's there. I think there is a lot of positive energy now surrounding that date.
That's true. Yes, I totally agree.
Which is a good thing. A very, very, very positive outlook, regardless of what the calendar says there. Well, again, I want to thank you, Fukiko and Dr. Imoto, for your time today. Your work is very profound, very important, and it's been an honor having you on the Health Ranger Report. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for watching. This interview was brought to you by SupplySource.com. Yes, that's our online retailer, partnered up with Daniel Vitalis on that. You can find survival and preparedness gear that really works. It's rugged stuff that we test. I tested on the ranch in Texas. Daniel tested in the wilderness in Maine. And the things that pass our tests end up on the website. Things that break, don't. Because we don't sell crap that breaks. Anyway, that helps support these interviews, which is it's a costly operation to keep this going. So if you'd like to help support our video interviews with all these great guests and all these great companies, please check out SupplySource.com, and thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.